When Mitchell was born, I had no idea just how much our life was about to change. I was completely clueless as to the sacrifices we were about to make to accommodate that change. Carrie and I were not unlike any young couple. We had the standard hopes and dreams of working hard to build our nest and grow our family. You know what I mean, that white picket fence image with birds tweeting overhead. Sure, Carrie and I had different versions of that dream, but after 7 years of marriage and 2 children, our dreams were beginning to merge. Looking back, building our dreams together was easy because we had plenty of examples to choose from in our church family. We carefully watched other families who were on the same path ahead of us. We were right behind them, or so we thought. When we discovered Mitchell was profoundly handicapped, our plans were completely erased. Worse, we had no role models from which to make new plans. We had no idea what came next, let alone 20 years from now. From this moment on, our future lost all certainty, and we were overwhelmed. As Carrie and I step back and look at the past groundwater chemical contamination at Wurtsmith, we are saddened. We understand now that, more likely than not, Mitchell's handicaps are a result of the Wurtsmith Air Force Base groundwater contaminations. Our family's story begins when Mitchell was born, October 6, 1989, and the doctor first noticed he had a slightly smaller head than normal. It was another 6 months before doctors knew for sure something was wrong. In the end, Mitchell's diagnosis became microcephaly, small head, because his head and brain were growing slower than his body, causing his now obvious developmental delays. Mitchell's initial diagnosis was only the beginning of our family's journey that would span nearly 3 decades. At the beginning, a doctor said Mitchell would not live past 5. When Mitchell was 6 years old, doctors suggested Mitchell would not live to be a teenager. After Mitchell's 13th birthday, the doctors stopped guessing. Mitchell is fast approaching 30 and lives at home. Today, Mitchell's complete diagnosis is microcephaly, infantile cerebral palsy, spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy, scoliosis associated with his condition, generalized convulsive epilepsy with intractable epilepsy, Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, and respiratory insufficiency. Clearly, the volatile chemical and perfluoroalkyl substance PFAS groundwater contamination story at Wurtsmith Air Force Base is part of a larger story affecting military families across decades. Our family now realizes that the front line of the Cold War was military installations like Wurtsmith Air Force Base. Like all wars, there is a loss of blood and treasure. During the Cold War, it was the civilian, the soldier, and their families working and living on military installations that were in harm's way on the battlefield. History will likely record that the groundwater chemical contamination on military installations harmed our veterans like Agent Orange in Vietnam and the burn pits in Iraq. Unlike the chemical contamination of veterans on foreign soil, the groundwater contaminations at home unfortunately impacted the warfighters' families and the surrounding communities. American civilians were unknowingly on a battlefield, becoming conscripts in a Cold War. Our nation has a duty to address this issue with the same veracity expected by our young men and women on the battlefield. Too often, our country owns an issue of this magnitude only after the affected generations are nearly gone. Here we are, approaching 30 years since the end of the Cold War, with only studies and reports to show for it. If chemical contamination of this magnitude happened on the land of an American company, our people's pursuit for justice and restitution would be voracious. At a minimum, the Cold War chemical contamination of veterans and their families should challenge and expand our nation's calculus when tallying the costs of freedom. From our perspective, Mitchell paid the ultimate price for the freedoms our great country enjoys today.